Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Oh, yeah. Supreme's Baby Love. That, by the way, is song number 499 in the new top 500 songs of all time that Rolling Stone magazine put out a couple of days ago. And, you know, every time you do one of these, hey, here's the greatest stuff of all time, it sparks a discussion. And, you know, this isn't hurting anybody. So that's why we're going to do it. Jim Ryan is the music and entertainment writer for Forbes magazine. And, you know, when you think of rock and roll and music, where do you go? You go to Forbes. Of course you do. How did you get a job as a music and entertainment writer at Forbes magazine, by the way?
They've got their hands kind of in a little bit of everything at the moment. That includes everything from music to sports to pro wrestling, John.
Forbes covers pro wrestling?
A little bit of everything. Anything that's going to get somebody to click a link is getting written about, trust me.
Well, now that's a very honest, transparent utterance.
There you go.
By a fine person. So these 500, now, I attempted to look at all of them, but it was just like my eyes started rolling. There's 500. That's not a small number, 500. So it's the first time in 17 years that Rolling Stone magazine has reissued, updated a new top 500. They said 250 artists, writers, and industry figures were polled, and more than 4,000 songs were submitted. What do you think of this? These 500.
I think it's kind of funny because you led with song number 499 there. Did you see what song number 500 was to start the list? The first one you're going to look at to catch your eye.
Isn't that Kanye West or somebody?
It was Kanye. I know this list is supposed to be, you know, tabulated upon the most voted upon songs, but it just seems interesting to me that the first one they put on there, the first one you're going to see, because the list counts down from 500 to number one, is quite possibly the most polarizing artist of his day, Kanye West, at number 500.
Right. Well, I didn't want to lead with Kanye West, because I'm thinking that maybe, first of all, me, and probably a lot of the GN generation, so to speak, not that familiar with Kanye West as a recording artist, but super familiar with him as a PR hound. So, you know, as far as his music's concerned, I don't know that much. But, yeah, I know who Kanye West is. It's impossible to live on the planet right now and not know, right. I believe. You know? So I went with 499.
And then I was kind of fascinated by number 498, too, because you go from Kanye to the Supremes to a song that I think is one of the best ever. And here in Rolling Stone, readers think it's number 498th best of all time. And that's Poncho and Lefty by the great Townes Van Zandt. I felt like that was a travesty having it barely on the list.
I don't even know what that song is.
So Townes is a Texas-born, not even kind of country with more of a pop leaning, just a great singer-songwriter, one of those Jimmy Webb type of songwriters.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like Jimmy Webb, okay. What's his name again?
Townes Van Zandt. Big influence on Steve Earle, if you're familiar with Steve.
Wait a minute. Van Zandt, like in the Van Zandt Van Zandts?
Not Stevie Van Zandt, but yeah, spelled the same way.
Oh, okay. Just wondered if there was a Van Zandt connection. There were, you know, I'll be honest with you. There are a number of songs in this top 500 that I wasn't familiar with.
Okay.
There were others that I was. Some of them I thought were rather bizarre picks, and I wasn't quite sure how. For instance, not that this is a bad song. Don't get me wrong. And I know this song, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. And out of nowhere, this is song number 3, which is great, I guess. It just seemed to me random. Maybe that's the word that's going through my head, that this comes at what's after it comes Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
So, that was shocking to me to see them at number two, yeah.
Yeah. They say that there was 250 artists, writers, and industry figures polled to put this together. And, you know, anytime you make a list of the top 500 of anything, you can have a discussion about it and nobody gets hurt. So 480 was now the reason I was interested in 480, which is Biz Markie, Just a Friend. That's the song. What?
It's a great song. Poor Simone for Biz Markie, who passed away this year, I think, didn't he?
But they did that song as the opening for the Emmys.
Okay.
Right? Right, yeah. I wasn't aware that he had passed away, though. Sorry.
I had one, John, that I was shocked by, because what would you consider one of the greatest A and B side 45s of all time? Because one side of this charted really high, and the other side of it charted
fairly low. Listen to this guy.
I mean, he does write about music.
Listen to this guy. It's like Raleigh James, you know. Oh, okay. So what do I think the greatest A? It's got to be a Beatles song.
It's close. Same era. The Beach Boys.
Oh, okay. Which would be what then?
So God Only Knows checked in at number 11. And if you flip it over, Wouldn't It Be Nice clocked in at number 323, which is a little disappointing to me. To me, I think Wouldn't It Be Nice is a phenomenal, phenomenal song, better than the top 300 ever. But that's, you know, opinion.
Yes. Well, God Only Knows, I think over the years, has attained a higher esteem than when it first came out, because it really is a really fine song. And, you know, has been used in movie soundtracks, and it's gotten a lot of play in other mediums, so to speak, since it first came out. That really doesn't surprise me that much. But I don't see how you can do God Only Knows on one side, Wouldn't It Be Nice on the other, and then separate them by hundreds of songs. I don't know. Number 10 was Outkast, Hey Ya. Number 9, Dreams from Fleetwood Mac. Number 8 is Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On. And then there's Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. You know what I mean?
Because even today, even with younger people voting and a lot of hip-hop making the list, the Beatles are still the most represented band on that entire list.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
I mean, that really, if you consider how long ago those recordings were made, and that there haven't been any new songs by that group since, what, 70s, somewhere around there?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, they went off as individuals, of course, but that's really quite amazing all these years later, especially after my high school music teacher told me that anybody could write those hit songs.
But they didn't, did they?
No, they didn't, Mr. Berg. We're going to talk some more with Jim Ryan, who's the music and entertainment writer for Forbes magazine, the Rolling Stone 500 best songs, and any other thing that he's got going, because, you know, he's a music and entertainment reporter. After this on 720 WGN. Asking for a little respect when you come home. That's Aretha Franklin. That is the number one song of all time, according to the new top 500 issued by Rolling Stone magazine a few days ago. Now, who can argue with that? Actually, plenty of people. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. We're talking to Jim Ryan, who's Forbes magazine. He's their music and entertainment editor. What'd you think of the selection of Aretha and Respect as the number one song?
I'm certainly not going to pay any disrespect to that selection.
Right.
I mean, hard to argue with any Aretha Franklin song you want to place on that list, I'm probably going to be okay with.
Right.
She's amazing.
Yes, indeed. Although I was a little bit surprised, got to be saying, in all transparency, that was the number one tune. And also, I think we should wish Bruce Springsteen a happy birthday I believe today is the boss's birthday, and he's
72, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's what he is.
He made the list a couple of times.
You know, I saw him over at Social Security today. He was getting Medicare, I believe, which I believe is also the title of his next album, because he's, you know, socially conscious. Yeah, he was in there a few times. What, you've obviously analyzed this top 500 way more than I have. What era do you believe is most most represented in the entire thing?
I was really surprised how many new songs there were, and they had younger artists voting on the list. Like, it listed, for instance, Megan Thee Stallion, who performed at Lollapalooza a month ago in Grand Park. So I think that's why you get, you know, a lot more contemporary country. You get a lot more hip-hop, and you get – I made a note here. There's 10 songs that made the list between – that were released between 2017 and 2020. Are we ready to call those the greatest songs ever?
Wow.
Quite yet.
Wow.
I think that might be a stretch, but – but it reflects the voting, which is okay.
Well, it also affects the aging of the baby boomer and the people who originally put together these songs. And I mean, that's what's going to happen, I would assume. Not every song is going to have the staying power of, well, just as an example, the Beatles. How many decades ago that was, if you take those songs that you mentioned that are between 2012 and
2017 and 2020.
2017 mm-hmm. and 2020. And if you go back to this list in 50 years,
right?
Do you think that those songs will be on it? I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll argue
but I'm
about
just
it
saying.
Again then.
But yeah. But first, I'm going to have my Jell-O. This is something that I think is inevitable, is that the change of the list of these songs will reflect whatever generation is, so, to lack of a better term, in power. I don't know. I'm sure that many of the songs that are of a more recent release date, big fans of those songs, don't know some of the songs that I know on this list, and vice versa. You know?
There were four songs that there's obviously a lot from the dawn of rock and roll. There's a lot of Chuck Berry on the list. Mm-hmm. There's Fats Domino, and there's that kind of stuff. But there were four songs that made it from that pre rock and roll era that I was surprised by. Would you care to guess how old the oldest song on the list is?
No, but tell me. I'm really intrigued.
See, I think you would have gotten this one. Robert Johnson, 1937, Crossroad Blues, which influenced, obviously, so much of what came after it musically.
Yeah.
So 1937 is where it starts.
Wow. 1937. A song from 1937 in the top 500 of all time. Well, I think that's great. I mean,
it is. I think it's
I'm not
true.
Arguing with it. What were the other three songs that you said there were four?
2 years later, we had one almost in the top 20. Number 21 was Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit, from 1939, which is amazing.
Man, what a great song that is. Oh, my goodness. The symbolism in it is quite amazing. Yeah.
She cracked the list a couple of times, and then after that, we skipped to 1949, which was Hank Williams, So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Right. And a lot of these songs, what you're mentioning, I'm Lonesome I Could Cry, I'm sure has been, since 1949, covered by quite a few artists between then and now, which also is a way of keeping these songs at the forefront of what people are listening to. If more contemporary artists go back and do covers of some of these songs that were huge long, long time ago, I think it gives them new life. Or if they show up in movies, or they're used in TV commercials, or you never know. But I'm always interested in it. I mean, I always have been. I probably always will be. Is there any other observation in the time we have left about these top 500 songs that you would care to make, Jim?
I noted a couple of interesting ones. Some of them we can chuckle at. Some of them were local. Africa by Toto, an 80s standard, John, hits number 452, barely cracking the list. Don't Fear the Reaper, a Halloween Staple by Blue Oyster Cult at 449.
Yeah.
Wilco, Local Heroes Wilco, yes. Hit their only charting is at number 411, which was Heavy Metal Drummer. But then John Prine makes the list. Angel from Montgomery is at number 350.
Wow.
That's criminally low.
Is Metallica in there?
Metallica made the list a couple of times. I know Enter Sandman was on there and Master of Puppets was on there, which really surprised me.
They Pearl Jam? Metal. Any Pearl Jam?
I think there was one Pearl Jam song.
Any
but
Sticks?
Here's a funny one. I don't remember if there was any Sticks, but here was a funny one, because this, as far as I can tell, was the only instance of this happening. Killing Me Softly, the Roberta Flack classic, charted at number 273, which was about 200 spots ahead of the version the Fugees did of it in the 90s. That charted, I think, at like 473. So that was the only song that made the list twice by different artists.
Interesting. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.
Would never have known all these good information. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
That's Jim Ryan, the music and entertainment editor for Forbes magazine.